Before we get started, I want to thank all the amazing people that reached out to me and expressed their support, and to all the people that followed, shared the Instagram, the Facebook page, and checked out the website. To me, it's important to share this information in order to educate a community that's unable to access financial advice and educational resources. So know that it really means a lot to me, and I really appreciate every single one of you. So let's get started. Today is Monday, September 28th.
With me today, I have the wonderful Miguel Rodas, and he's someone that deals with people and their credit scores all the time. But he's also an entrepreneur and a content creator, so he does it all. And Miguel, tell us a bit about some of the things that you do for a living.
Sure. So I actually sell cars for Honda of Princeton. So I do that pretty much from 9 to 5. And then as soon as I leave, or actually even sometimes while I'm at work, I'll, just think of ideas of what I can do regarding my, clothing company that I recently started, and my YouTube that, it's starting to pick up.
And that's awesome, man. I see you posting stuff all the time. Yeah. So I love to see it.
Awesome.
So with that being said, with all the stuff I see you posting, and I see that all the time on like Instagram and Facebook and whatnot. So you're definitely someone that I look to for inspiration, and
awesome.
even as a mentor, even if you don't know it, I'm always like seeing these things. So like when I decided to start Leo, and that my first episode was going to be about building credit history and a credit score, I immediately flashed back to when I first came to you looking for a car, and you ran my credit history. And you probably saw my credit score, and you're like, oh, God. So the reason for that was because I had no idea how to build credit history like at that time.
Yeah.
And, it's not something that's typically talked about when you're younger.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, it leads me to, my first question, which I wanted to ask you, which is it possible for someone without a Social Security number to build a credit history in the United States?
Yeah, there's, a few different ways to do it. The most, important route you should take is to get the ITIN number. Mm-hmm. And pretty much, in order to apply with that, you have to go through, the IRS and fill out a form so you can, mm-hmm. do the taxes and stuff like that. Did you filled one of those out too, right? Before you...
Yeah, I had to get that all that information out.
Okay.
I had no idea when I first wanted to get a car, and then all my credit score came up, and you have to build your history.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, how am I even supposed to start? I thought you had to have a Social Security number, mm-hmm. but it was around that same time that DACA rolled out and.
Mm-hmm.
And DACA gave us the Social Security number, but even yep. then it was tough, So obviously my credit score wasn't the best when I reached out to you.
Mm-hmm.
Finding a lender who'd give me a good interest rate on my loan wasn't going to be easy.
Yeah.
So I figured most things, maybe that building credit history, for DACA recipients and immigrants, that it just wasn't going to be possible for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember that even then you went out of your way to do your best for me. And what stuck with me was that you gave me recommendations on how to improve my credit score.
Yeah.
And in order to get better interest rates, mm-hmm. and all the benefits. And that really started my interest in finance.
Okay. So awesome.
I want you to know that you were the person that did that for me. So thank
wow,
you.
I'm flattered. Absolutely. Really. I mean, when people come in, it's really hard because, a lot of people don't know about credit. And if they know mm-hmm. about credit, I feel like it's something, especially in a Latino household, a lot of, families or parents are I wouldn't say scared of credit, but, mm-hmm. They're scared that, you might get into debt. And
yeah.
a lot of times, it's hard to understand that debt is good. Debt is actually mm-hmm. what helps you out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree. And that's actually a very good point that's something that I myself experienced, where debt was I don't want to go into debt, credit cards and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I just, what if I end up owing so much money, and then I don't know what I'm gonna be like in debt. And I just, if I don't pay it off, then I'm gonna be scared of like the IRS coming for me. So,
Yeah.
but I remember. So, what are some of the recommendations that you give to people, and that you gave to me when I came to you and you saw that my credit score just wasn't the best?
Yeah, I mean, we always, try our best at the dealership to try to get a loan, because most of the times when someone comes to the dealership, they want to buy a car right then and there. So even if their credit isn't good, or let's say they have no credit at all, they, still, want to buy the car. So, we try really hard to get the loan, and the good thing about our dealership is we have people that have been there for 30 years working with banks. So usually they can pull some strings. But I guess if, you still can't get a loan, whether it's at our dealership or anywhere else, I think it's really important to get, like a secure credit card, just because that usually helps, helps out a lot. One thing I've noticed too, a lot of times, kids come in, and I say kids because they're like 18, 19 years old, and a lot of them already have credit. So it's pretty interesting because the way that I've seen it, what I see actually happening is that a lot of times their parents actually put them as a authorized user on their credit cards from a really young age, and that usually just helps you out. So as soon as you hit 18 and you can actually get like a credit score, you start like at 750 already out of nowhere without even having a credit card.
Yeah, and I've actually heard of that more recently. I feel like it's becoming more popular. I wasn't like someone mentioned it to me, and I didn't even know you could put someone as an authorized user and they can start building credit. I was like, that's a great idea to get started.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's, I didn't know that, and I'm sure my parents didn't know that either. But I know now that like when I have kids, like, I'll definitely list them as a user, whenever I can.
Yeah, absolutely. And then one of the things that you mentioned to me back then, because I couldn't get a credit card, and you mentioned to me the secure credit card. So I actually ended up going that route to start building credit because they approved me for it. So could you tell me more a bit about like how it works for those people that might want to start with that route?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of different lenders that, I guess, or banks, I mean, that do it, very differently. But I guess they pretty much give you a credit card that a lot of times you actually have to pay the amount up front. So let's say, for example, if they give you a credit limit of $200, like you have to give that to them, I guess as a deposit or something, and then you're able to use or borrow your own money pretty much.
That's what I ended up doing, and it is great. It's a great way to start because I like and they approve a lot of people that don't have a social security as well.
Okay.
So I'm grateful for you recommending that. And you told me a bit about your experience with credit. And then I'm curious about when you found out how important it is in your life. Like, were you young, or did you find out later in your life?
Yeah, definitely. So, actually, can I touch? I just wanted to mention something else about like how you can build credit.
Oh
I
yeah, go
do
ahead.
remember,
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people do ask me, and I always try to find out, let's say they can't get a secure credit card, what else they can do. There are also banks out there that, are willing to give you loans, and a lot of times they're maybe 6 month, 12 month loans that a lot of banks, I have to actually find the actual name of it for you, but I could send it out to you if you want to, I guess,
Yeah, definitely. I
put
can
links
post it
out
on
and
the
stuff.
website. Yep,
Yeah.
that would be great.
Yeah, there's like loans you can take out, and they're more for like building your credit loans. It's not really a loan, it could be a loan of $400 that you're taking out, but the bank knows it's to build your credit. So you pretty much just
Oh,
pay that
wow.
off in 6, 12 months. And along with you, the secure credit card, that could work, hand in hand to just build your credit up that much more.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, I like that too. that's also an option for people out there that are looking to build a credit score and maybe secure a credit card isn't for them. That sounds like a great option.
Yeah,
Thanks.
absolutely. I think you asked, I guess, when I, you know, I guess found out about credit or when I realized it was
Yeah, what was
important.
like the earliest point in your life when you're just like, I should work on my credit score, or what, did you hear it like throughout high school, or was it at later after high school, maybe that you started hearing about it, or through work, perhaps?
It's, I have to go back years ago, but, I
Not
guess
that many years. You're
not
just
that many years, right?
young,
Yeah, I'm still
still
young.
young.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So maybe like 6 years ago, like when I was 20 years old. Hey, but it feels like forever ago, It
It
just,
does,
you
I
look
know.
back and you're like, oh my God, it's already been like 6 years. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, time
It
just flies too fast.
does go by fast. But one thing I do remember is so my family was talking about maybe helping me get a car loan. This was like when I was like 19, 20 years old, and they were really new to like credit also, but they mentioned that if I go in and I try to get a car by myself, like it could be a little hard. So what ended up happening is that my mom, who actually had, her credit was pretty good. And I can touch base on how, she, I guess, was able to get good credit too, but she co-signed for me, and I guess my interest rate wasn't that, I mean, it was okay. It wasn't like excellent, 'cause obviously I had no credit, and with her being on there, she had good credit. It was just the average of both of us. But without her, just 'cause I didn't have any credit at all, or any experience with it. I wasn't able to get my that first loan that I had. But I guess that's when I really found out about it, because I knew that the next time around, like, I didn't want to ask her for help. I knew that the next time I traded my car in, or I did anything to do with a car, and I didn't sell cars at that time. So, that was brand new to me too. I knew that, I just didn't want to ask anyone else for help. So I knew that I had to figure this, pretty much out. So I guess that's, 19, 20 years old is when I guess really found out about credit.
That's around when I started to find out as well. So that I had to find out the hard way, and just going to people and asking them like, can I get a loan? And they're like, well, you can't get approved for this loan, And it's like, well, why not? And I remember just being frustrated just because I think as like immigrants, we're used to getting told no, and a lot of times we have to get creative to find like a solution and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely.
But when I first started to apply and get a car, and they checked my credit score, and they always came back with these like high interest rates, I was just ready to take just to take a high interest rate just to get the car that I needed, because at that time I didn't want to commute to college. I was going to Mercer, and I'm like, I need a car. So if I have to take a high interest rate, I might have to go that route.
Yeah, and I always recommend this to everybody, especially if the interest rate is pretty high, because normally if you don't have any credit at all, or if you're just starting out, there's only a select few banks that can actually that are actually willing to give you a loan. So not every bank, works with no credit, or just starting off, or bad credit. But once the banks, give you the loan, I always recommend people to refinance. That way you're not locked into like 5 years or 6 years of a high interest rate. A lot of people don't tell you that, after, maybe 8 months, or maybe after a year, of actually building credit, you can refinance. Hopefully your credit has gone up, or got better, but you can always refinance.
So refinancing is important once you get approved, if you do have a high interest rate,
Yes, definitely.
right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so in your experience, how often does this type of situation happen? Like, how often do you see it where someone comes to you and upon like running the credit history, you find out that they either don't have any or that it's very poor, so their options that they're limited. do have you seen some people even settle for high interest loans?
Yeah, I
Like
mean,
just do for that reason?
in my personal experience, most people settle for the high interest loan. Very rarely do you see someone that comes in and says, "You know what? I guess I'll work on my credit for 6 months and then I'll come back and buy a car then." Just because in 6 months, without having a car, it's just more of a headache for someone. So what I have noticed is that, a lot of people do take the loan. And then, I mean, getting a car loan, if you're actually approved, even if it's a high interest rate, it's probably the best way to even start your credit, because you're actually paying something off.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, you can later refinance even if it is a high interest. Hopefully if your credit does go up, right? So that's for sure an option.
Yeah, because I mean, the worst thing that could happen is, you take out a loan and maybe maybe get other credit cards or just get into more debt, and then it just would be bad if your credit score went down, instead of up, because then you wouldn't be able to refinance.
Yeah, absolutely. So, any other thing that you'd like to add that you've seen in the dealership or that you want people to know when they're first time buying a car or something? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I guess I just, I definitely recommend to download the Credit Karma app. I think that's like really
It's good.
important. And even not only Credit Karma, but there's just a lot more apps that can help keep track of your loan. Like Experian, that's also a really good app. I guess as soon as I'm just really interested in my credit now. Like I just want to make sure, I'm not, I want to get to like 800, one of these days, which, it's so hard to do. It's crazy how hard it is. I mean, and it's weird because it's easier for some people. And I don't really know why, but it's just, it is pretty hard. Maybe,
It's credit is such a complicated thing. Like,
it is,
but that's why we're here
but
today, right? We're trying to make
yeah,
it a bit
that's fair.
easier.
Bit easier for people. So that Experian app, you could list like, bills that you have, like like if you pay your phone bill, if you pay, certain bills, you can actually list them on that app, and it actually helps your credit because you actually have something that you're paying monthly, which I found it was pretty interesting.
Wow, okay. I actually didn't even know that they had like apps like that, but I'm gonna have to try that app out for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a good recommendation. So, anything else you want to add?
One thing I did want to touch on is a lot of times I noticed, and this is from, my parents, it was the first credit card that they were actually able to get. And things might have changed now, but I remember, years ago, it was actually the Macy's card.
Oh, wow.
Credit card that my mom was able to get because she was denied credit at a lot of different places. But one day she just wanted to try the Macy's card, and maybe she just really liked the store, or maybe she just wanted it to try out the card. But that actually is like, I guess, the stepping stone that started to help her credit for the future, because no one else wanted to give her a card except for the department store. And the more I looked into it, department stores are actually more, I guess they're more lenient to give you a credit card
Oh, wow,
over like
okay.
other banks. So, if banks aren't willing to help you out, then the department store, will.
Okay, that's awesome recommendation as well. Like go department store if other places
Like
deny
Best
you.
Buy. Yeah, like Best Buy, because they want you to spend money there. So,
Right, they want your
they'll try
business.
whatever they can. Yeah, that's true.
That's a good point actually, 'cause they'll actually dedicate the time and try to pull some strings to get you accepted, right? 'Cause they want your business. That's true. All right, well, thank you so much, and I really appreciate you coming on Leo Podcast to share your firsthand experience with us and all that helpful information. Is there anything on your end that you'd like to promote, and where and how people can reach out to you if they have questions or they're interested in getting a car, maybe, or in your videos or your clothing line? You know, there's options.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like I have like I'm just like overwhelmed with like all the like social media things I have, but I guess you could just always search on YouTube on the Rodas, which Rodas is my last name, and It's pretty much my girlfriend and I. We do a lot of fun stuff together. Mostly eat food, because who doesn't like food?
You got that right. I love watching your videos. I'm not gonna lie.
Awesome.
I put down some places that you guys have recommended to go to so that my girlfriend and I can try it, because eating food is great, but eating it with someone else is even
It's
better.
always better. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I always love hearing when people say, "Hey, I found this place on your YouTube, so I wanted to check it out." It's always, it's always good to hear that. Awesome.
All right, anything else, or?
Yeah, I mean, and my Instagram, you can search Miguel Rodas Cars. Usually you can send me a message there, or even on the Rodas on Instagram. I answer all of them, so you could always reach me out, or I guess find me on Facebook.
Well, thank you so much again, Miguel, for going through this experience with me as
Absolutely.
well.
If you want to support me and the podcast, just follow my Instagram at LatinAmericaneo. And if you have any questions or want to know more in detail about what was covered in a podcast, you can find more info on my website, latinamericaneo.org. That's LatinAmericaneo.org. I would like to give a special thank you to Miguel Rodas for doing this interview with me, and my wonderful sister for translating the interview for the Spanish episode. See you guys next time.